ask no
problem.
Okay.
Few
picky points.
Yeah, that is correct.
Just durations.
Edwin, I love your bump bump bumps. Remember that?
Yeah.
That is rock solid.
I get lots of practice with those.
No, but it's such like a.
Yeah.
Yeah, will you have the that part when Edwin and I are having the duet? You can bring it out for Pitsis in the beginning.
I love that part where you guys play together.
Is that
it's
that
gorgeous. This seating configuration works.
Yeah.
You think that's better?
Yeah, this is.
I like it better, actually.
I
like it a lot better.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
Kurt, is that two after B? Where that's
yeah,
two?
Yeah.
Three
you're
bring out the
pits. You're
bring out
the
pits. Okay.
So, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
You can bring that out.
It's a fun part.
At least that's a piano.
Okay. Yeah. Isn't that the general rule of thumb anyway with pitses? Like generally play them a little louder than just to make it actually hurt. I think actually
you've got the lowest notes in the going on at that point.
Olivia told me that. Mark's wife. She said, you know, generally when you play pits,
you get to bring it down a little.
You have to a certain piano, like you're saying, play mezzo.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I always, when playing that all the way through, I always forget, like, part of the, I think, performance aspect is, like, one of the things for me is, like, literally I'm sweating and my thing is sliding around, and there's all this stuff going on, and I have to plan
and
for that.
You start getting, like, tired, and then the bow's not in the right place.
But it's
kind of
like, strategically, this is good for, to plan that into the process.
Okay.
Like, it's going to happen. We're going to get tired.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounded pretty good, though.
Yeah.
That was
really
pretty
nice.
Good.
So somewhere between E and F, or about halfway, you have downbeat, 3/8 notes. Bump, 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 B, D, G, F, G, D.
Oh, that's
okay.
Like two, or
a little
two
more,
seven, I guess.
To match before.
I'm sorry, I've got triplets all through there, so I'm still not sure where you're.
It's not after the triplets.
So bump, 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 bump.
You come down the 16ths with the cello, second.
Are you still talking about we're having the same thing with her?
No, she's all by herself.
Oh, you mean that bump, 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 yes.
Just a little shorter to match what you had done before.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Also, Janine, where you have triplets, I think it goes back and forth at different times. Maybe, I felt like it could be a little crisper. It's texture.
Yeah.
We're just going, where we're going. Yeah, and there's all this stuff going
on.
Okay.
Just getting
it. And then one part where you, Kurt, played, and then you did a, a duplicator, and I think you needed to match Kurt, like, he was strong and you were softer.
Yeah.
And it was like an equivalent.
Oh, so it was a dynamic match that he
and style. I should have made a note where it was. Because Kurt, you played, it was really a neat line. And then you played the same line, like in a different.
Differently. Okay, I'm not sure.
And I felt like
is.
Kurt was really like, and then you were like,
yeah.
But I think it was supposed to be comparable.
Pointing out to me,
I'm not sure. Okay, I wish I could remember. Did that really not occur?
I know what you're
like
talking about.
Yeah, you both have, it's a really good cello part. And I had actually never heard that before on the second cello. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I wish I remembered where it was.
I know
where
you're going.
Kind
of in the middle.
That square will go middle.
So it'll help my
broad kind of place.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll.
Toward the.
Tell you what, I'll do it when I'm sure I'll hear it again when we're rehearsing.
Okay, just
I'll
sit
mention
there,
it.
Just call it out.
There!
Is it after, the big fortissimo stuff? Or before?
Yeah, I think it's after.
After that. Okay.
Yeah.
Once again, good.
I don't know. It's
good.
It's literally you play one measure and then she plays.
Oh, tempo. I know what it is. It's
three
going.
Yeah,
ten,
we really
ten.
Slowed down. When we did the page turn,
you're all
really
yeah,
pushing against
you're
the
trying
play
and then you
she's coming
everyone.
Down or something. Or doing
but she's
something.
Mimicking it or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Where is that?
That's 276.
Yeah,
I started in 276.
He does it, and then I do it.
And he built it really well, and I don't think, and it was kind of like.
What are you, what's your dynamic there?
It's forte for the first two bars, and then it's piano.
So really, really hit it loud and then bring it down.
Yeah. Because it was literally like, you do it, and then she does it, right?
Yeah, because I think it's supposed to build and then come down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was very noticeable because it was like, Kurt was like, bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
And then you were like, you played it perfectly well. But it was kind of like, it's like,
okay.
It was like it was
there
a
it is. Yeah.
Echo.
Yeah, so really.
But it's
really
not supposed to be an echo,
there.
Right?
I think it's supposed to,
be a line.
Going
right?
Up and
mm-hmm.
and crescendoing and going up, and then she's going to come, you're coming down, right? Or are you going
I
up?
I go up.
Okay,
go
but.
Up. It starts forte, and there's a decrescendo, and then
yeah, so
the first bar.
It really starts
going,
solid.
So. So
could we try that? Just a couple measures?
Yeah, you want to start at 276? That's where you start, right?
Yeah.
start at the second beat.
Yeah.
Round D.
After the noise, 263, or thereabouts.
Okay. Let's see. 7. Okay. 263. The style Kurt does it a little shorter,
yes.
Which I think gets
okay.
through.
His,
yes.
has, his bites.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah,
more
bites and it cuts shorter
through,
and then it comes down.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think that's it to match the style.
But it's
and
not
the,
even just the short; it's that little growling bite that
yeah.
gives it a
yeah.
different.
Because it's really that's all we're doing is just playing the long
it's,
note.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the
yeah.
movement.
So you, yeah.
And it's is it
exactly
not hard to play? It sounds like a fun part.
No,
no it's just
yeah, but
it's
the musical build.
It's subtle, simplistic.
That's all short, yeah, craziness. Yeah.
Do that again.
Okay, at 263. Just did. I think it's very rhythmic. I really love that because it's like
yeah. You need to keep that rhythm.
Bum, bum.
Someone hesitated. I can't tell you.
It's not pretty. It's
I've got a huge.
You
there's
guys,
a little bit
yeah.
of hesitation because I've got an enormous jump.
Mm.
So that just logistically. Mm.
I think the more important thing there than one note is the drive. It doesn't almost matter. Like leave it out or just keep the drive. That's the key. The energy. I didn't even notice your note, but I noticed that it was kind of
okay.
not
yeah.
driving.
Okay. Let me start
I mean? So,
where we did before.
So I'm just saying, Jeannie, I'm not saying don't learn the note.
Yeah,
but
no, I'm
it's
trying
not
to figure out like
critical.
What the best strategy is,
well,
whether it's to...
Is there, can you play one of the low notes on a high position on the G string or anything?
Or a harmonic or something?
Mm-hmm.
Take a double stop.
Do the double stop. Do one note. Pick
do the high note.
Do the high note. Forget the double stop. No one will notice.
Okay, I'll see if that helps.
And that's the part of the strategic.
Yeah, ask Dick if there's a harmony in there that would be missing.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you see where we're talking about? This is
yeah.
around F.
I'm just trying
yeah,
to see if the fingering.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The 10th measure of a bet, right?
No, this is on F.
Right at
oh,
F.
Right,
right.
On,
F.
Back
and
on
then,
F.
Then there's, yeah, later on.
It happens
again.
Well, okay, it repeats, yeah.
That's the other exchange is not that hard, that I can speed it up, but that one I'll have to play with and see if shifting the positions and dropping.
Oh, the third measure of that?
No,
It basically goes from
like
first
and
then the same thing later,
measure.
Several measures, yeah.
Yeah.
Forget the bottom note.
Yeah.
Does she need it? I mean, is it
no,
somebody else's
harmonically, no.
Okay.
No.
You don't need it.
No.
Okay.
It's a six chord.
And there's a lot going on there. Like,
yeah.
It inverted six, no one will ever know.
Yeah.
The root is an F.
Well, there's plenty of that.
Yeah.
Of that.
Right. Oh,
sitting
okay.
on one for
3 hours. Yeah.
Because
so
it's kind of like
six,
it's
right.
real.
Yeah, okay.
Isn't this section real dramatic? And then we go back to the after all this.
Yeah, this is. Cellos are growling wolves.
Get
yeah.
yeah.
It's like it's schizophrenic. It's like,
or thunder and lightning or something, you know.
Yeah. It's kind of like he's on was it probably either opium or something. He knows he's dying. And he's like,
oh.
I'm depressed. I'm happy. I'm depressed. Don't you see that? Like he goes back and forth. He's like, I'm dying.
Give me the blood now.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, you guys
like
down
that.
Below is a simple F major chord down below, and she had harmonics, but you'd never know it.
Yeah. Could we try that?
It may
take me some time to get that, not at F, but
yeah,
if we can get into
measures.
It.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe at 277?
Sure.